We're all excited, Nico, up here for your big show, Avalon Theater, Falls View Casino, April 5th, with Casey Kulik. Have you played the Avalon Theater before?
First time, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, are you much of a gambler? Do you play the slots or the tables?
I've never had good luck with it, so I try to steer clear, but a lot of guys in my band love to gamble, so I'm probably just going to vicariously live through them.
Yeah, watch them waste their money. How about that?
Exactly.
So I didn't know this about you, but you're a drummer originally, like by trade. You learned the drums right away, right?
Yeah, my dad was a drummer growing up as a kid, so that was the first instrument I learned, and then I picked up guitar around 15.
I'm a drummer as well. How do you go from drummer to extraordinary singer-songwriter?
Oh, man, I mean, honestly, once I started learning guitar, I immediately took to that more so just because it's hard to write a song on drums. And I realized pretty quickly that being a storyteller and, you know, a songwriter was really where my heart was. But I love drums so much, and that's why I think my music has a lot of percussive elements to it, you know? I think very percussively when I write.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to give that up. It comes naturally.
Absolutely.
You've written some big songs with some big artists, Zach Brown, Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts. Do you find it soothing for you to write for somebody else or to write a song for you to keep?
Man, I love doing both. You know, when I write for someone else, it's a lot of fun. You know, I love shining a light on what makes another artist really special. But I got to say, there's nothing quite like, you know, writing stuff for myself, because I'm most passionate about what I do, which is putting out the message of positivity and optimism through music.
Tell me about the Happy Cowboy Foundation and your involvement there.
Helps people get therapy that are looking for it, that can't afford it. I'm really grateful for the conversations I've been able to have that have helped me find that peace of mind again. And, you know, my music is positive only. You know, I'm a big believer that life is short. We got to make it sweet. Sometimes we need more than a positive song. We need a positive conversation. And that's where the Happy Cowboy Foundation comes in. So a dollar from every ticket of my shows goes to the cause, as well as 100% of all my meet and greets. So I'm all about helping people find that peace of mind, man.
Yeah, great to give back. Wonderful, wonderful. These Are the Nights tour with Casey Kulik at the Avalon Theater, Falls View Casino. What can we expect on April 5th?
We're going to go on vacation, man. That's how I like to think of the show. That's why I'm always wearing the palm shirts and I'm always barefoot at the shows, because, you know, we ain't got to go to Cabo to go on vacay. We're going to hit the pause button right there and put those worries and stresses on hold for a minute and go on vacation together.
I feel good already. I can't wait for the show. April 5th, Avalon Theater, Falls View Casino. Nico Moon, Casey Kulik. Nico, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the love, my man. See you there.